So, my dear devotees, I want to affectionately greet all of you. I also see a good number of known faces, I could say, amongst the small group which has come today here. It gives me a lot of pleasure to be amongst all of you. I was so often in Serbia, and I had, when I think of Serbia, I really have images of thousands of mladi osabas, young people singing and chanting the holy name. And I have hope that this will come again. I'm invited to, we are invited to come to the exit festival and do kirtan. Usually the exit people do not invite anyone two times, only one time, but this is already the third year, and they do like us very much, and they like us so much that we have decided to meet together, the organizers, the main manager and his staff, for a private program in one of the yoga studios in Novi Sad. So they want to organize something where we are also invited, some big festival with devotees, so that we have a forum to address the people. Also today I saw a conversation on the mobile telephone between a very nice Serbian person. He's a tennis star, I think you all know him. His name is Djokovic. He's known here, isn't it? And he was visited by one very good devotee friend of Gokrishna and mine, Ganesyam Priya, in Monaco, and there was an interview on the internet where they talk about spiritual subjects, and later they met, and I think his first name is Novake had chanted a few rounds with Ganesyam Priya of the Maha Mantra. So I really also would like to meet him in due course of time. And he's a very positive and conscious person. Maybe he can help us spread Krishna consciousness also, because he has influence. So I have good hope, and I'm of course shocked to see so little today, but I'm hearing that from the registration many more are expected, more than in the last Pushka Goranga summer camp. So good. Fine. I thought I would start to introduce my little seminar, the sessions, and those who are not yet here and are later interested to hear this introduction, they will be able to hear it in the recorded version. I think we record this. Good. So, but before I introduce my seminar, let me pay my obeisances to the person who made all of this possible. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatyare Satarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Shadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Please, all of us, let us take a little bit, a moment of our time to reflect why we are in the Hare Krishna movement, or why we are interested to still, after so many years, come to participate in our movement. As an active preacher, I have seen many of you when they were just making their first contact, and I've always seen one thing. The devotees or the people who come to our movement want a spiritual experience. They believe that in the Hare Krishna movement it is possible to fulfill this need of them, to understand who they are, to come closer to the Lord, and not just theoretically but practically. I think a devotee is nourished by spiritual experiences. Just like a car, in order to drive healthily, needs fuel or benzene. A devotee needs spiritual experience. Now, something I have observed happens when devotees going through the Hare Krishna movement. In the beginning, they only want spiritual experience, but later on their journey, it is important for them to establish themselves in this world, to maybe make a family, or to take care that they have a suitable apartment where they can realize their dreams. And in the course of establishing themselves in the world as it is necessary, sometimes our devotees forget that they need to progress in their spiritual life in order to make now the type of spiritual experiences which are necessary for them to nourish them and to keep their faith. Very often on the path they become sidetracked, and when they lack the spiritual experiences, they fill the gap maybe with positions which they feel, or with the obligations to take care of their life, and in this way they start leading a life of compromise. But because no one sees it, the whole group is in a similar situation, they can go on with this compromise of their spiritual life. And when they become old, they lead a life of silent desperation. They would like to come back to their enthusiastic self. They would like to come back to their very, let us say, optimistic and positive approach to spiritual life, but it seems almost too late, because for so many years they have led a life of compromise, and they feel now not it seems impossible. So fortunately, my dear devotees, there is a very good way out of this lack of spiritual experience. It is something which we try to do during these summer camps. We try to provide an atmosphere for each one of us, so that they can make the spiritual experiences which are now necessary on the spiritual path. No? We try to invite advanced devotees to give lectures on the science of Krishna consciousness, to talk with us and answer any doubts and questions that have arisen on our path. We try to have events like non-stop kirtan for a few hours. We try to organize Ratha Yatra festival. Also this year, I think we have Bhakti Granta. Where?
In Novi Sad.
Again, Novi Sad. Ooh, yes.
Already on Tuesday.
Good. So we try to have a children's camp so that our children who are so much exposed to other children and who are finding out that there's internet and many, many things of interest which are not always spiritual. We try to give the children a taste in Krishna consciousness. We do this. Madhva Muni told me it's a huge endeavor to organize a summer camp. And he said, and why do we do this? We try this to nourish the devotees. Now it would not be so good if those who come are doing the same thing on the summer camp which they do. Eat, talk, things which may not be spiritually inspiring, just talking about others and others' mistakes and so on, and then feeling good, oh, I'm not so bad as others. You know, this is what I've seen in the Balkan, is a very good spot. You don't need to endeavor much, you just need to move your tongue, not the whole body, so you don't need to sweat it out. So that it would be not so good for our devotees if they don't take full advantage of the summer camp and the full advantage it offers. Spiritual programs and Sangha association with advanced devotees, so that you can talk about spiritual subjects together, eating properly offered food, not so quickly offered, and just you know, living a more ideal version of yourself, no? Living out your dreams for your own spiritual life. That is why we do this, and I cordially invite all of you to do two things. When you go to bed, ask yourself a question: how can I benefit the most from this summer camp? And then also, how can I be of inspiration to others who come here? No? Each one of you, please try to be an inspiration. All the devotees who will come, they need this very much. They are often not able to attend many spiritual programs throughout the year. In fact, they may live far from such opportunities. So try to be of an inspiration. Good. I will certainly give my best. Hare Krishna, my dear mosquito. I know I have tasty blood, but that is not, that's for me to keep, no? So, I would like to introduce my subject now to all of you, and I think it, I'm very enthusiastic about it. I would like to talk about a very, very, let us say, special work. Ooh. No, no, good, good, good. I'm applauding and congratulating you. It's a wonderful, it's 8 prayers really, which are so special that they can empower our spiritual life. Let me give you a little bit of background of these beautiful prayers. Srila Rupa Goswami had once been a minister in the government of the ruler of Bengal, but he had renounced all of this and he had gone the path of the ecstatic human beings. Now he came to Jagannath Puri, where he met with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. During his visit in Puri, he stayed with a very special devotee. His name is Haridas Thakur. I think you all remember Haridas Thakur. He would spend the whole day, his entire time, just chanting the holy names on his beads. Sometimes he would, however, not be able to sit still. He would jump up and dance with ecstasy all over his body as he sang Hare Krishna. He tasted really something. So Rupa Goswami stayed with him, and it was during this time that he took a palm leaf, pressed some flowers and made a juice and wrote a very famous verse on the palm leaf. So one day Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came by where these two great devotees, Haridas and Rupa Goswami, lived. And he had heard that Rupa Goswami was writing something. So he asked, "What kind of book are you writing?" And he took one of the palm leaves from the pile which Rupa Goswami was writing. And he held it up. And he looked at it and he said, "Your handwriting is so beautiful. It looks like a row of pearls strung on a, you know, on a thread. It's so beautiful." And then the Lord read the manuscript and saw a verse on a page. And soon he began to fall in an ecstatic swoon. This is what he read. You want to know what he read?
Yes.
Good. Get the orchestra ready, because it's more it is to be sung. Sam. Tunditanda viniratim vitanute tundavali labdaye kana krodha kadamini gatayate kanar budepya spriham cheta prangana sangini vijayate Savindiyanam kritim No jane janita kiyat piyamritai Krishne divana dvai. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted this verse, Haridas, who was there, became so jubilant that he started to get up and dance. He felt so inspired. Maybe when an ordinary German sees the German team, football team, winning a football competition and becoming the World Cup winner, then the Germans all get up before their TV sets and start to dance. I have not seen it, but I have heard them singing very loud. And I knew they were in a restaurant where they had seen this, and I thought, this is not a place for me. I'm a monk, no need. But I've seen them shouting and singing with great excitement. So when Haridas Thakur, he's on a different level, heard this song or this verse, he began to not be able to control himself. He started to dance in the place. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also jumped up and he embraced Haridas Thakur and Rupa Goswami, and then he left to the ocean where he took his daily bath. On the next day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited the temple of Jagannath as usual, and after his darshan, he took Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Ramananda Roy and Swarup Damodar again to the place where Haridas Thakur and Rupa Goswami sat. And Mahaprabhu immediately took his great devotees and they sat down on a raised platform. And he motioned to Rupa Goswami, "Rupa Goswami, you're sitting down on the ground. Sit with us on this raised platform. You have written a verse which made me dance, which made Haridas dance in ecstasy. You please sit with us." But Rupa Goswami and Haridas sat down in the low place and said, "We are not really qualified." And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, okay. But Rupa Goswami, yesterday I chanted this verse which you had written, and Haridas felt great ecstasy. Can you please take this verse and sing it again? And then Rupa Goswami recited the verse.
Dundetanda vinira tim vitanute Tunda vali laptaye Kana krora kadambini gatayate Kana budibhyas priham Cheta prangana sangini vijayate Savendriyanam kritim No jane janita kriyat piya amritai. Amritai, you know, nectar, huh? Krishne tivana dvahi.
Rupa Goswami was very moved. He said, "I do not know how much nectar the two syllable Krishna have produced. When the holy name of Krishna is chanted, it appears to dance within the mouth. We then desire many, many, many mouths. And when that name enters the holes of the ears, can you imagine what Rupa Goswami then wants? I think some of you have an idea, but are shy to say. He wants to have more ears. Correct. He wants to have millions of ears. You might think, but this doesn't look very nice. Millions of ears. But for a devotee, it's not so important how he looks. As he just wants nectar, and he wants to capture the nectar of the names with billions of ears. Two sets of ears is not enough. I think we normal human beings have this, when there's a very wonderful cooling drink, let us say a yogurt drink with strawberry and ice cool. We can't get enough of it, no? We have this feeling and we think, one mouth is really a poor solution to this nectar problem. I need more and more. So in this way, he's explaining his greediness. And when the holy name dances, finally, in the courtyard of the heart, it conquers the activities of the mind, and therefore all the senses become inert. So this verse was so much relished by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Haridas Thakur, and I know most of us feel bored when we hear it. We can't concentrate because at the moment our spiritual taste is a little covered over in most of our cases. We can't imagine when we chant Hare Krishna that we have the same desires. We have the desires, I hope I quickly can complete my rounds. If at all, we are still committed to chant our 16 rounds a day, which is not always there, this commitment. No? But the question which I would like to address is, how can we come to a level where we again can feel this taste, where we again can feel divine ecstasy, where we can feel nourishment from the spiritual platform, and in this way overcome this terrible dryness which we sometimes suffer from. What can be done? And as an answer to this, I have found this very nice prayers which Rupa Goswami has composed, the same author of the verse which we have just now heard, had given us a wonderful prayer to the holy name, and I intend to chant every day with you. I think we have a projector, is it? Oh yes, it is there. Every day with you, one of these 8 powerful verses which will revive you. These Namashtakam, they are called, something like an invigorating tonic. Tonic means like a juice which can even make a dead man like me come up from the grave, you know, and start to feel Krishna consciousness. What I intend to do is, I want to chant with you each day one of these shlokas, then I want to explain the shloka, and then I want to tell you an incident from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life, a Gora Leela, and finally I want to guide you in an exercise whereby which you can access or feel some of this life-giving nectar in your personal life. These exercises I will take from the Living Name retreats, which I'm invited now to give all over the world. Many devotees come to these and make amazing experiences. At least that's what they tell and what they report. So we will do some of these exercises here with all of you. I'm hopeful that at the end of this summer retreat, you will also become a very happy, inspired, and empowered Vaishnava who is feeling the bliss of Krishna consciousness and who will feel great support in his or her ongoing spiritual path. That is my hope. This verse, this is an extremely interesting composition. You know, each one of these eight verses is chanted in a certain meter and melody, and we will try to chant it in the melodies. All these melodies, they have names, and they are all female. You know, one is called, for instance, the jasmine flower of the spring. Another is called the thunderbolt of Indra. That's a very heavy melody. It is meant to destroy sinful reactions. And these eight beautiful meters and melodies are grouped around the center that is the holy name, just like, do you know eight female personalities who surround Krishna? Do you know? Yes, Ashtasakis, you know, the eight gopis who surround Radha and Krishna. So the holy name is Radha and Krishna. Hare Krishna, no? Radha Krishna. And the eight verses which Rupa Goswami composed, he's an amazing writer, are glorifying the holy name in wonderful ways, just like in the spiritual world, Krishna's eternal liberated associates are always worshipping him. So this is a little bit my idea. I'm very excited. This is the first time in my life where I give this seminar. I'm still, must admit, I'm halfway through. The other half I have to complete in here on the summer camp. But I think if the Lord will be merciful to us, we will go through the entire composition of eight. Good. Then I want to request our Madhva Muni to greet all of you and give us a little orientation, I think, of the summer camp. We will give you a microphone so that you can be audible. Hare Krishna.